Blog Talk Radio.
It's Zoe Moon. We're back. We're in the week of May 29th through June 5th. And I don't know if it's going to be a lot or a little until I get into this with you guys. The very specific area that I want to concentrate on for tonight, and that is the fact that Mercury just dove into the sign of Cancer today, being May 29th. And this is the energy field in which Mercury will retrograde when we get to June 7th next Friday. So why do I want to talk about it now? Well, I want to talk about it now because between today and next Friday when Mercury retrogrades, we have this very short span where the energy is moving direct. And this is the week, this is our last week with it going in forward motion, where we want to initiate those talks and meetings, and we want to look at the contracts and deal with the sales and the writing and the interviews and auditions and, you know, field the offers and make the decisions that are focused on the Cancer part of our chart so that when it turns around and goes back, we are then ready to either release something and let it go, or we are prepared to go back then and tidy up everything that we've set in motion. You really need to be active in this week ahead about communicating and listening when it comes to the Cancer theme. So when we're looking at Cancer themes, nothing like diving right into it, right? When we're looking at Cancer themes, we're really looking at the root of our chart, or the root of the tree of life. We're looking at where we live and who we live with. So this affects the choices that we're making about our home environment, about any real estate deals, any land contracts, any property management, any moves or renovations, anything that is going on at the root of your life that goes back to early childhood or your history, your ancestry, anything that involves your family, your parent, or the roommates that are involved with your current situation. And it very much is about feeling secure and having that foundation in life and feeling like you're being nurtured or that you have those to nurture around you. And so, you know, Mercury is about all of that thought process and decision-making, and now it's in the sign that rules our emotions, Cancer. So this week ahead for everybody is going to be very much about getting clear about the choices we need to make so that we feel emotionally grounded and solid, and we can, you know, kind of set that thing up for ourselves so that we can be working on it at least in the first 10 days of the Mercury retrograde. Looking ahead, Mercury will retrograde from the 7th through the 17th, backing up through Cancer, and then it will dive into Gemini for the rest of that retrograde from the 17th through July 1st. So if we look at the retrograde as a whole, we entered the shadow of that on May 24th, so you started to feel the pull towards, you know, what it is you're going to really get the chance to go back and fix or let go of or reconnect to. And now that Mercury has moved into the territory today, you know, I was saying earlier in the day when I was talking to a few people on Facebook, I mean, the amount of stories that I had coming at me from friends and clients about big emotional moments that were really based around the property or the family and you know, all of this kind of welling up and finally coming out and being said, it was really coming on strong right from the get-go today. So it's only going to, you know, be more profound as we move ahead. It's very important that you are willing to listen to what others are going through and try to look at that as, you know, how are they feeling destabilized? Are they not feeling nurtured enough? Is there something grounding that we can do here? Is there something involving property or family that needs to be, you know, attended to with them to help them through this? And the same thing goes for you when you find yourself becoming emotional or really, you know, barking at somebody over something. It probably is going back to these issues for you, and this time period is going to give you kind of that magic wand to figure it out and to do something about it. So what else do I want to tell you about this in general? Oh, I know. I want to tell you guys that, you know, Mercury is retrograding in Cancer. Well, this particular retrograde in Cancer is happening while we have Jupiter in Cancer, which is only every 12 years. And Jupiter was part of that grand cross that really was pushing hard back in April and May and, you know, is releasing slowly. And so Jupiter's function in this was to open something up. If you're not in the right situation when it comes to your home, your real estate, your family, your roommates, whatever, Jupiter is there to, you know, blow it out the door and get something better aligned for you, or put you in a space that will lead you to something better. It's, Jupiter is amazing when it comes to bringing protection or growth or prosperity or happiness into the situation if you don't fight what it's trying to do to clear that space for you. If everything was already on the right track, you know, during this period, and especially now as this retrograde is going to get you to rethink everything and go back and try to fix some things, if everything is on the right track, it's only going to open it up even bigger and help you then get in there and take on that big home project or the big move or the, you know, the big family gathering or whatever is going on in your particular life. So Jupiter adds a lot of weight to what's going on right now. It definitely means that, you know, regardless of how you may perceive it in the moment, that what is going down right now is supposed to be putting you on a better track in the long run. So you need to keep that in mind as you go through this. And so back to the main focus here that I wanted to the reason I wanted to cover this in the week preceding the retrograde is that this is our last full week where we have the ability to continue to put things out there in forward motion. So let's look at the signs. There is going to be a little bit of solar energy in the week ahead, and I probably will talk about, you know, what the actual retrograde itself is going to look like, because it is going to trigger three of the corners of the cross. So it is going to be a very active 10 days that you move into in this first part of the retrograde, and therefore bounce it back to this week ahead. It really makes this week ahead decisions and meetings and talks and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions very, very important, so because you're setting things in motion so that you can go back and take care of them. Okay, so when we're looking at this week ahead for Aries, really important that you make some choices or have those talks or meetings about where you're living, who you're living with, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the property management, or you know, decorating or design or architectural ideas that you might have, anything that is really opening up the lines of communication with family, parents, and roommates. You are kind of in a spin with this, and so you may think that you're going in this direction right now, but it still may have a little bit of turnaround and shift and rebalancing to go during this first part of the retrograde coming up. So the more that you are clear right now, when it's less confusing, the more that you're really trying to listen to what that roommate or parent or the real estate agent or, you know, or listen to what's going on about your home or your move or renovation, the better you're going to handle what's coming up. This week ahead is really important for Aries when it comes to, you know, backing up anything electronic in the house. Make sure you have functioning, you know, smoke alarms, fire systems, anything that would be like your small appliances. If you have an outlet that's been malfunctioning, make sure that you're double checking that. When Mercury messes up during a retrograde, it can definitely affect electronics and mechanicals. And for Aries, all this stuff will play out around home and property and family. So not the best time to buy an electronic gift for a family member or to buy that small appliance for the home if you can hold off until this is over with, meaning, you know, at the 1st of July to be safest. And also I would just say that it's a big theme for Aries to be returning to the past when it comes to this phase of Mercury retrograde. So you may be considering moving back home or moving in with family or a parent. You may be considering going back to an old roommate or going back and living someplace that you used to live before, or turning your home back into, you know, the flow that it had before in some way, you know, whatever that is for you guys. And so, you know, anything that you can go back towards, that may definitely be a big theme in this week ahead. You're going to be really thinking about this while the energy is clear, still in your head, and while you can still have some forward-moving talks or offers to really kind of figure it out for yourself. I want to point out that it will be Friday the 30th, probably, most likely, when you have one of the bigger kind of Mercury days in this week ahead. So if you are trying to really hash something out, well, there's going to be 2 days, put it this way. Friday the 30th is a straight-up focus on any communications or, offers decisions. You know the list that focuses on property and family and everything in that Cancer thing for you. When we get to Wednesday the 4th, you also have an important Mercury day, which means, again, can be tied into all of that, but there is some kind of open door here linking to some positive potential to sign paperwork or to do the work if you're trying to organize or clean or, just put in a lot of, personal effort on something. This would be a good day for that. If your work happens to be real estate or some kind of family business, this is a good day for agreements and meetings and talks and all that. This is also a positive day involving health. So if you're trying to, bring that into alignment with what's going on, or if you're trying to deal with your pets and what's going to happen with them in this situation, a good day to communicate about that. For Taurus, in this week ahead, Mercury is going to start this retrograde in your communication zone. So Taurus are really being with a stick to communicate those emotions pretty intensely. There's been a link into this retrograde to Neptune and Chiron, so the wound is open to be expressed. There's some safety in that for the Tauruses right now. But the real focus is on talking about your feelings or meeting with people about how emotionally charged you are about, anything in that family, real estate, move, renovation, home, parent, roommate parameter. You might be really specifically focusing on trying to forward agreements in this week or to really communicate in a way that has not been possible up to now and really purge your soul. You may be trying to write something or, field some kind of offer. The communications realm is huge. For Taurus, there is also a tie-in here with something that is involving a brother or sister or neighbor or something involving vehicles or electronics, so very specifically in the Mercury theme for you guys. So you may be pulling something in with the conversations and meetings and decisions with these topics as well. And your big Mercury days in this week ahead, as you're trying to get things, aligned the way that you want them and be clear about your needs and decisions in the matter, Friday the 30th is a day where it's just right on point, and you can cover any of those topics that I just listed. Wednesday the 4th, there will be an open door to involving your lover or your need to be loved or to express the love that's in your heart. There is an open door to something involving children or something involving a creative project or something recreational. All of these topics are aligning favorably for Taurus on Wednesday. So if there is still something that needs to be said or decided before Mercury retrogrades in these areas, you need to involve that on Wednesday the 4th. For Gemini, Gemini is always affected with a Mercury retrograde since Mercury rules Gemini. And so you want to go a little easier on your Gemini friends out there because, it's kind of like a turnaround of their personal energy. However, for Gemini, this retrograde is starting out focused on their personal income and any possessions that they're dealing with or their purchasing power or their sense of being valued. So it's all in that kind of flow of expression in the monetary realm or the possessional realm for Gemini. And so in this week ahead, it becomes really important for them to think about how they're feeling when it comes to what they're doing to make money or what's going on with their purchases and possessions and value. It's important that they express those feelings to other people. There may be some meetings or talks or interviews or auditions or writing that you're doing or speaking roles or, maybe you're pitching an idea or fielding an offer in this week ahead. If you can be proactive behind, focusing that forward a little bit, so that you're ready for the review and what you go back over during the retrograde, then this is definitely a good week to do so. As with every sign, there may be some focus here in the making of money or your possessions or purchases on what's going on in your home or with the family or real estate or a move or roommates, you know, any of the Cancer themes. So a very important week for getting the ball rolling with the talks and the decisions. And the 2 days, again, that stand out, Friday the 30th for Gemini, focus straight up on any talks or meetings or decisions that are about making money, your possessions, your purchases, or how you feel valued in a situation. By the time you get to Wednesday the 4th, the door that opens is to your home, your family. So, I mean, it's really kind of a very strong double whammy here for Gemini. You guys are definitely getting some kind of opportunity by Wednesday the 4th to involve something there going on with homes, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates, your history, your security, or how you need to feel nurtured in the situation. All of this is in lieu of things turning back around and going in some different direction and giving you that do-over starting on the 7th. All right, for Cancer, Mercury retrograding in your sign, very personal for you guys. And so in this week ahead, it's important that you're looking at, you know, where you are in your own story. Are you happy? This is involving your thoughts and your feelings about yourself. So, you know, you may need to have a talk with somebody about how you're involved in something or not involved in something. You may need to express, you know, what's going on in the body and have a lot of important communications going on about your physical well-being or the way you want to tone up or eat healthier or train or whatever that would be for you physically. This is a week where the communications focused on your image. If you want to update the image or if there's something, you know, if you've got some kind of criticism about your image, you know, this is a time where you can really start to focus on choices that you can make to enhance that or what you need to go back and fix from the past is still there, part of it, maybe release so that you're ready to go forward. This is about your brand. If you have a brand, if you're brand building, you know, what do you still need to go back and get right? And anything that is a personal need that you may be having. Also, I should say, include names, titles, identity in the mix. There may be still something that you're choosing about this as well. So as with all the signs, Cancer themes, focusing in on how you're dealing with all these things for yourself when it comes to your family, your parents, your house, your move or renovation or real estate deals, and showing up for these things. Maybe you need to show up and say something to somebody about one of these things so that you feel secure, so that you feel nurtured in the situation. Again, key dates, Friday the 30th for you to really step in and share the feelings and the thoughts and really state what it is that you're deciding, if you're that far, or what you would like to decide. And then by Wednesday the 4th, the alignment is into the communications realm. So by Wednesday the 4th, you guys can have an agreement underway or an important meeting happening on that day or the offer coming through or the writing getting out there or the interview or audition. You know, the third house is that communications realm, the sale, the agreement, the offer, the talk, the decision. There may be something for Cancers on Wednesday the 4th that also opens things up for you involving a brother, sister, or neighbor or some kind of local community activity or short trip that you're starting to get involved with or something involving your vehicles or electronics. All of this you want to be open to and listen as much as you talk because there's a lot of information in there for Cancer. For Leo, this week ahead is your last week with Mercury going direct in that mystical karmic part of your chart where it will retrograde on the 7th. So this week is really key for having talks and meetings and making and fielding offers and finding agreements and making sales and you know, anything that is going on in that communications realm that are focused on those 12th house matters. So you may really be involved in something healing or with hospitals or addictions. There may be some focus on film, music, art, painting, dance, sculpture, anything artistic. There may be something focused on your spiritual practices, yoga, meditation, magic, psychic interest, whatever that field is for you. There may be a strong focus on a romantic interlude, something that's private or secret or clandestine or a romantic getaway. And last, there may be some focus on research or development or rest and recuperation and really letting the muse take over in this week ahead. So, you know, you may have several of those things playing out. It's very possible. Or there may be one of those that is really your focus, and you'll be able to kind of hone in on it at home or make decisions about how your living situation or family unit is being affected, or you want it to be affected in all of this. And you're going to get that do-over or that releasing stage coming up after this week. So you do want to listen. You do want to talk. You want to mull over those choices and listen to your emotions about these topics as you go through this week. Friday the 30th will be very key for just getting in touch with that and sharing those ideas or feelings with somebody about those things. And so there may be an important meeting that happens or an offer that comes through or that decision or that talk. When we get to Wednesday the 4th for Leo, a door swings open that is allowing you to take it a step further and kind of open up to some kind of income potential, or to open it up with a focus on possessions or gifts or purchases, or focus it in on some new level of being valued in the situation. And this looks positive. So, again, communicate this week about these themes. This is where you will be backtracking. For Virgo, this part of the chart is really about you guys starting today, starting to have more communications with your friends, with your groups, with what's going on the internet, more decisions, more meetings, more ideas, more offers, anything focused on charities or causes, social networking and parties and events. Anything focused on astrology or aviation, anything that might focus in on your freedom or independence or your originality or your inventions. It's very social realm for you guys and very much about those higher concepts floating around that are inspiring you guys. Very important that you focus on how you feel and think about the direction that your personal aspirations are going in this week ahead. Do you have the right soul group around you to reach those aspirations? Is there something you want to embark on with a friend or online through a charity or a group that can get you closer to your aspirations? Are the friendships sitting well? Is there somebody that needs to exit or needs to return? Same thing with groups and internet and everything else I mentioned. So, in this week ahead, you want to listen to your thoughts and your feelings about this. You want to communicate as best you can. Listen to others and what they have to say. They might have some piece of wisdom to give you, or they may be impacting the choices that are about to be made in these areas. And the key dates in this week ahead, as the energy is still moving forward for Virgo, are Friday the 30th, when you can just straight up meet with this friend group, internet project, charity, invention, aspiration, whatever it is for you, or have that offer come through or that talk or make that decision. And then you get to Wednesday the 4th, and the door that opens up is into the sign of Virgo. So here we have Virgo being directly influenced by some kind of opportunity here. So you do want to say yes to whatever's going on that day with, you know, your friends, your groups, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the inventions or freedom or quirky original idea that you got going down, and step up and definitely once again communicate, make choices, take those meetings, and get those things so that they're on their feet before everything starts to go back over the old territory. For Libra, and, you know, I should have been saying this along the way, too. I said it for Aries, and then I kind of didn't really say it for anybody else. these topics, what I'm talking to you about, the main theme for the beginning of this retrograde, these are the areas where you would likely have the most communication breakdown once Mercury does go retrograde, or have the most technical or electronic or mechanical glitches happening. So for Virgo, you know, while you're out running around with your friends or involved with some kind of group activity or online, so Virgo definitely wants to back up their computers. And, you know, for Leo, that would have been in the development or artistic project or a spiritual thing or with the hospitals or the healing or the romantic getaway, and double check your bookings and your, you know, the information flow there, and how your, what your transportation is getting back and forth in these things. And for Cancer, you know, it's about anything going on that you're doing physically for yourself or for your identity or your needs or your image. And for Gemini, anything involving what you're out there doing to make money or deal with possessions or purchases. And Taurus, anything involving brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, and electronics, and possibly any agreements or sales or meetings as well, a lot going on there. So, you know, Virgo, definitely in that social registry, watch what's happening. For Libra, this week ahead is the last big push here that we have for meetings and offers and talks and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and decisions that are focused on your career, or that are focused on a big personal goal, or that are involving an authority figure like a parent, a boss, a judge, somebody like that. So in this week, it's really important that you are having those talks, that you're listening to these people or these situations as they're approaching you, that you're getting in touch with your emotions about it and how secure you feel in the situation, if your home or family is in any way being affected or needs to, you know, have some kind of influence in what's going on here. And look at those key dates where you can actually kind of set these things forward a bit. Friday the 30th, where you can definitely get in and have that talk with the boss or parent or judge or manager or producer or whoever that authority is, or you can really pitch that idea on the career or have that audition or interview, or you can make that choice about the direction you want to take your career or the big goal that's involved. It's a very emotional and communicative day for you in these realms. When we look at Wednesday the 4th, a door will open for Libra that ties in all of this, but now adds to it the potential to involve film, music, art, painting, anything artistic, anything in the spiritual realm, your yoga, meditation, psychic interests, magical interests, anything in the rest, recuperation, healing, or hospital realms, anything involving a romantic getaway or clandestine romance, anything in research and development, all of these things will align positively to help you make that choice or communicate that idea or field that offer by Wednesday the 4th. And again, really important that you pay attention to any kind of miscommunications or technical breakdowns or transportation details that would involve career, bosses, or authority figures and personal goals during this period. Okay, Scorpio. This is your last really full thrust ahead when it comes to your communications, the talks that are going back and forth, the meetings, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, interviews, auditions, and decisions that are focused on the higher-minded realm. So for Scorpio, these can be about legal decisions and offers and agreements. These can be about media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. These can be about educational topics. They can be about wedding plans or interests. They can be about travel plans or dealing with someone at a distance or a situation at a distance. Or they can be political or religious. So, you know, you got a lot to choose from there. It's really important that in these topics, whichever ones appeal to where you are in your life right now, that you are being as clear as you can in this week ahead about what you need to say, what you need to ask for, what you need to agree to, that you're being very clear about how you feel in the situation and how you're able to process emotions in general when it comes to these themes, and get as, you know, as concise as you can so that you are prepared for when everything starts to come back from the past in these areas and you have to focus there starting on the 7th. So in this week ahead, Friday the 30th is definitely a very important day for you to hear it, to say it, to ask for it, to demand it, to write it, to sign it, to sell it, to make the choice, and to, again, involve the emotions with one of those topics or several of them, depending on where you are. And by Wednesday the 4th, a door swings open which says that you can now also involve a personal aspiration or a friend that can step in, or there's a group involvement in some way, or there is something on the internet or something involving astrology or a charity or your independence and your freedom or some kind of original concept or invention that you have going on. So look for that, communicate about it, listen for it, and be clear that this is an important week for the communications going down so that you're prepared for the retrograde. For Sagittarius, this is going to be focusing on the really intense stuff in your chart. So in the, you know, out there in the world, it's really going to be about the financial realm. So you guys are going to be in talks about loans and debt and inheritance and bankruptcy and insurance and taxes and commissions and royalties and alimony and child support and investments and settlements and partners' money and anything I left out besides your income. And in the more internal, personal level of your life with those deep topics, you're going to be really focusing thoughts and emotions on your sex life, on any triangles that are playing out, on reproductive needs, on any mortality issues if someone's facing a death or, you know, or that's already transpired, on divorce topics if that fits your scenario. So very intense for the Sagittarians and really looking at, you know, how do I feel grounded, secure here? What's my sense of family here? Where am I living and how does this all affect me, you know? So it's important to have these talks, to feel these emotions. And by Friday the 30th, you guys have the potential to get in there. So maybe the combination has to do with, you know, getting the mortgage, so the loan for the mortgage and the home together. Or maybe you're going through a divorce and you know, making choices about who's going to live where. Or maybe there's a really intense sexual soulmate kind of attraction going on and you're figuring out the living situation with that. Or, you know, there's a million combinations. Whatever it is for you guys, Friday the 30th is definitely an important day to allow those feelings and the need for security or nurture in the situation to come through in the communications and the choices that you're making. And by Wednesday the 4th, the door opens up to really reach some kind of goal. There is the next chapter, the next level ability to be met by Wednesday. So you guys, again, really want to communicate or meet or make those choices. This may open a door to your career path. So there may be something, you know, in those deep recesses that is going to align with your career. Maybe there's a bonus coming or a severance package or the retirement plan or, you know, whatever that financial thing. They're going to pay more insurance or whatever that could be. Your commissions are going to kick up a notch through something that could open up for you on Wednesday the 4th. And anything that would have to do with dealing with an authority figure, some power person in the situation, getting through to that parent, that boss, that judge, or whoever is going to help you transform this in some way. So listen and talk and feel your feelings. This week is really preparing you for the ability to go back. If you are going to have anything that you need to watch for with typical Mercury things starting to come into play in the shadow that we're in this week, then you would have, you know, miscommunications or mechanical breakdowns around anything that's involving what you're doing in your financial day-to-day life or what you're doing in your intimate encounters or with your divorce proceedings. All right, for Capricorn, this week ahead is definitely asking you guys to really get clear and listen and talk and connect with your emotions when it comes to key significant relationships. So for Capricorn, this is a very important week for your romantic partners, for your business partners, for your agents and attorneys and specialists and clients and opponents and competitors and advocates. you know, whoever that one-on-one relationship is to you that you're thinking about a lot right now, there is a strong potential for someone from the past to come back around or for someone current to exit the scene, at least during the phase of this retrograde through the 1st of July. There is also a potential to go back and to rehash topics that were really important to you, most likely that would have to do with real estate or home or family or moves or renovations or roommates and all of this. And so this week, do try to listen to your heart. Do try to listen to the thoughts, you know, raging through your mind when it comes, and listen to these other people if they're showing up, because a lot of what comes out this week will be setting the ground for where you're going to go with the retrograde. And so Friday the 30th, straight up, you're in there with this partner, rep, client, specialist, opponent, whoever that person is, and having that talk or hearing about it or making that choice in your mind. And by Wednesday the 4th, a door opens for Capricorn tied in with this key person, and the door opening is opening through that higher realm. So it is saying there is something legal that can happen here, or a wedding that can happen here, or something educational, or something involving travel or distance, or something involving media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, or there could be something in that religious political realm opening up here, tied in with this key person. So, you know, whatever road you need to go down with them, look at that very clearly on Wednesday and know that you guys are setting the groundwork for what's coming with the retrograde. For Aquarius, this Mercury retrograde energy, Mercury in Cancer in this week ahead, your last week there before it retrogrades, is going to be asking that you get in there and have those talks or meetings or make those sales or look at those agreements or field those offers and make the decisions about your job, a past job, a past work situation, something that went on with a coworker, something that you want to go on with a coworker, something going on with someone you would hire to help, or it could have something to focus in on paperwork. And if we get outside of the work realm, this part of the chart for Aquarius is also about really important information flow in this week ahead focused on your health or your animals. And so, you know, paperwork, work, health, animals, whatever it is for you guys, this week, really important to have the talk, to listen to how you're feeling about it, to express those emotions, to listen to other people's emotions, to look at the agreements and choices, and know that you're going to be reviewing these things to release or reclaim them over this first part of the retrograde starting next week. So Friday the 30th becomes important because you're straight up in there. You might be in an interview or audition or on the job or talking to the coworker or hearing from them or in there with that person you're hiring or with the trainer or doctor or health professional or choosing something, you know, better for yourself health-wise on your own or in there doing something about the animals or the paperwork. So whatever comes up Friday the 30th, big clue as to what the rest of the retrograde is. When you guys get to Wednesday the 4th, a door opens up. The door that's opening up that is helping you make this choice is opening up to some kind of big financial situation, the loan, the investment, the insurance, the taxes, the settlement, the commissions, whatever the financial part of this situation might be. There is potential to communicate or make some choice that will help you get to that. It is also opening up your sex life. So if there's some kind of attraction going on, you know, in the work field or with a coworker, or if there is something you're trying to do for your health that will better your sex life, then this is definitely going to open that up for you. This is anything involving facing a mortality issue. If there's been, you know, something with a pet or something with a coworker, each passing or something like this, then Wednesday may be a key day for, you know, going and kind of standing up and talking about their life or letting those emotions come through. This is about birth, so equally, you know, the other flip side of that coin, so there may be, you know, somebody getting pregnant or having a baby or you choosing that through what you're doing for your health. Divorce is also a topic here, so there may be potential to get the paperwork drawn up for the divorce, or get some information from a coworker about how best to proceed, anything like that. For Pisces, Mercury is going to be in its last forward direction in this week ahead, starting today. Really important for you to have those emotional talks or to listen to what's being said and how that's affecting your feelings when it comes to your lover or your love life or your desire to be loved or what you feel about what's going on in love right now in your life. It's very important to focus in on children in this week ahead. You might be hearing from your child about something very important during this week or making a decision that will emotionally affect you with the kids. Or maybe you're choosing, do I have children or not, or do I get involved in a children's project or group or not. This is also about creative projects, and so a really important week for the meetings and talks and offers and decisions and ideas that will fuel creative projects and practices going forward. And also, this involves anything recreational, so you guys can be in some talks about what you want to do for fun, or maybe somebody's inviting you to do something fun, and that will be part of it. So, you know, are you feeling secure in these areas? What do you want to do as far as the home situation is going, where who person's living and how supported they're feeling here? Really important to get in and have these talks or listen to what's going down. Friday the 30th puts you straight in there. So if you're hearing the information or you're expressing the information, it could go both ways. If there's a choice to be made and you're waiting on that, you may get some of that coming through as well. Very important for your love life, for the kids, for the creative flow, and for the fun. By the time you get to Wednesday the 4th, the door opens to a key relationship. So this may be when a romantic partner is in alignment with what you want in your love life or with the kids. It may be a time when you can reach that agent or attorney for the creative project or on behalf of the child, or something you're doing with your lover. It may be when there is some kind of competitive thing going on with somebody else where you can open that door and communicate and come to some kind of terms and maybe get rid of some of that animosity. This is a time when you might be able to find the right kind of specialist. Maybe you need a therapist for your child or a trainer for your child, or you and your lover want to go in and get, you know, some kind of therapy together, or start hiring a trainer to get you guys in shape for something, whatever person that you could reach out in the name of love or for the kids, or to see that creative process move forward, that perfect person to partner with or to promote you in some way, or somebody that you want to get involved with something to have fun. So everything that you can choose or listen to or talk about, you know, you don't want to make hard and long-term choices. You do want to kind of get to that point in your mind this week around your emotional needs and how secure you feel and how nurtured you feel, so that you're prepared to then go back over it and, you know, tidy up all the little loose ends and get it right or let it go or reclaim it during that retrograde process. So that's our week in communication. That's our preparation for Mercury retrograde. The only other overview I would give you guys in this week ahead is that there are two solar days where you may need to just step in and get physically involved, you know, in your neighborhood, locally, running around, doing short trips, or you might be showing up in some kind of speaking capacity or as the writer or with a brother, sister, neighbor, or for the vehicles or electronics, all the retrograde themes, right? And these days will be Saturday the 31st and Tuesday the 3rd. On Saturday, things are going to go really pretty quickly, and you're going to be able to motivate other players in the mix, or they're going to motivate you, and the two of you are going to do something together here. That looks like it's very positive with what you're trying to achieve. On Tuesday, there will be a need to make some kind of adjustment, and the adjustment will involve the goal that you've set or the involvement of that higher-up person, that boss, that parent, that judge, or somebody like that, or the adjustment involving career, the direction of that career momentum and what you're doing. And again, because Pluto's involved on Tuesday, this all might be tied into these themes through financial realms or the goals that you have intimately or through divorce or facing the mortality or reproductive situations going on. So that's it, guys. We had a little bit of a shorter show this week. I hope everybody has everything that they need to say or hear happen in your week ahead. Have a good one. Double check your information. Don't go off on anybody until you're absolutely sure that what you heard is what they meant to say. Give everyone the benefit of the doubt as we're getting close to a Mercury retrograde. Back up your computers. Check out your car and your other mechanical items and your small appliances. And that's it. Have a great week. Zoe Moon, I'll be back next week, same time.